Blog Talk Radio.
Never know how.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to Root Cause Radio. As you know, this is the place we empower you, our listeners, with knowledge, solutions, and also we share secrets of optimal health. My name is Angel, and I'm so happy to be here hosting this excellent radio broadcast for Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. So, I want to extend a warm welcome to both our new and our long-term listeners. Tonight's broadcast, our past shows, and also other tidbits of good information can be found on our website and downloaded at www.rootcauseradio.com. All right, well, today our show topic is on vision, and we have a very, very honorable guest with us. It's none other than the Honorable Dr. Abbott, who's a licensed symptometrist. And Dr. Abbott is not only a licensed symptometrist from North Carolina, who's going to help us gain a better understanding of vision health, but also he has a lot of experience, in fact, over 15 years of experience in acupuncture therapy, sports medicine, Chinese herbal medicine, and Asian body work. So we're really excited to have him here with us today. Welcome, Dr. Abbott.
Thank you so much, Angel. I'm glad to be here once again.
Absolutely. And Dr. Abbott, with today's topic on vision health, we cannot underscore the importance of vision health, basically.
Exactly.
So what are the root causes of eye disease?
You said the root causes of eye disease?
Yeah,
very good. You know, and it's a little known issue, but it's a major player that's been causing problems for thousands of years for humans on this planet, and that is sugar abuse. And that may be a bit shocking, but we've abused sugar over time because it causes nerve damage. And nerve damage, as you know, will cause lack of circulation. And sugar toxicity is what causes the congestion in the lens and the retina of the eye. And many of the foods that we can consume on a daily basis that are in the grocery stores, health food stores, many places have high fructose corn syrup, high fructose syrup, sucralose, saccharin, and even the saccharin. Many of these are termed as sugar alternatives or for people who have diabetes, but they're actually 600 times sweeter than the actual sugar. Also, there's condensed milk. So there's two issues here. We have a vascular issue where the tiny, tiny blood vessels and the capillaries become damaged. They don't get enough nutrients or oxygen. And then the splenic nerves. These are areas which nourish the eye. And what happens is when a person consumes strong sugars, it creates a blockage, and then the eye won't be nourished, the nerves aren't nourished, and then they start to experience issues with their vision. So first and foremost, we have to look at sugar abuse. Thank you.
Wow, that is amazing to know that, you know, sugar is actually the root cause of poor eye health, in fact, of eye disease. Well, the major eye problems, Dr. Abbott, such as cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, pink eye, all of these eye problems are out there, and it's important for people to, you know, be aware of them and understand, you know, the impact that they have. So also, is it possible to avoid or prevent any of these major eye problems just by cutting out sugar, as you said? For example, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and pink eye. If you could explain, help us understand.
Yes. And, you know, just cutting out sugar isn't the answer because, as with anything in nutrition, and as we speak about oftentimes in root cause therapy, is that health is a double-edged sword. So there's some things that we need, but then we don't need too much of it. And that is one of the issues that we have with sugar. But to prevent sugar, we have to prevent sugar altogether is really impossible. But we have to take heed to the warning signs and pay attention to what our eyes, what our body is telling us. We see issues where a woman who has gestational diabetes, oftentimes that's when a woman develops diabetes during the time that she's pregnant. And sometimes the child, as young as 3 to 5 years old, will have to wear glasses, or they have issues with their eyes as a result of the sugar instability during the gestational period. And the mother may not be aware of it. So many times people in families that have similar issues, they'll have eye issues, diabetes issues, blood sugar issues, and it's important to take note of those warning signs that we get. Now, you mentioned pink eye, glaucoma, pink eye specifically. These are viruses, and viruses, they have growth factors, and sugar is one of them. Also, chocolates as well, with the oxalates in them, are also growth factors for many viruses. Therefore, we need to pay careful attention to what we're consuming, because sooner or later the eyes will start to water. They may be water profusely, you know, day or night. They may become itchy, painful, feel like there's sand in the eyes, and that's just based upon a person not paying attention and the malnourishment that happens due to the things that they've consumed over time. Glaucoma, there may be concretions in what we call the canal of phlegm, and it raises pressure in the eyes. But there's no need to worry, because in symptometry, we use what we have in our arsenal to address those issues. Thank you.
And Dr. Abbott, does that also apply for cataracts? Because generally, cataracts is viewed as, oh, it's just an eye problem that happens the older you get, you know, then you get cataracts. So is cataracts also directly caused by sugar?
Well, again, anything, because when the glycolysis mechanism is broken and not functioning, this is how glucose is converted into hexose. But what happens is that there's toxicity left in the blood once this mechanism is not functioning properly. So as with anything that we consume, whether if it's just straight sugar, milk sugar, other fruit sugars, because fructose can also create an issue. And in symptometry, that's one of the things that we have to warn people about. Fruit, you just can't just go wholesale on fruit and just consume fruit because they're fruit, because we have to understand what fruit are and how the type of acids that they have. So when you speak of cataracts, this is when there's a blockage in the person's line of sight. They may see half of an image and things like that. The person has concretions, and this is a concretion, so there's lack of circulation there. And these concretions create, the person will have white spots in their eyes that will and this is only concretion, so this comes from the things that we consume, and it causes an issue there. Thank you.
Wow, that is enlightening. Very good to know, Dr. Abbott. Now, symptometry root cause therapeutics offers many recommendations for people who are health conscious and who want to obtain optimal health, or at least just be healthy, you know. So what recommendations does symptometry offer for people who want to maintain healthy eyes and vision? And that's nearly everyone. So what
yes.
recommendations would symptometry offer for healthy eyes and vision?
Thank you so much, Angel. And as you know, symptometry has the American School of Symptometry. The reason why I say that is because education is going to be the key to reversing this trend. We've been educated in our society with a lot of misinformation about health. And as you know, Dr. Nardi, the American School of Symptometry focuses on root cause therapeutics. So first and foremost, we want the public to be informed so that they are able to make the proper choices, the proper healthy scientific choices, so that they know the difference between strong sugars and weak sugars and how to maintain an overall general health, health and wellness, where they have healthy organs, proper blood flow, where there's not so much negative forces cursing through the body. And we have to make sure that the liver, the pancreas, the adrenals, and the thyroid are functioning well. And, of course, there's cell nourishment. The cells need nourishment, but they can't get nourishment if there's a blockage there. And so symptometry specializes in ionization. So our whole purpose is to educate and to help a person maintain their health and well-being through cell nourishment, ionization, and, of course, making sure that the person has healthy organs and blood flow, making sure that they're doing that, and also drinking the right type of water, making sure that they're drinking clean water. Water that is able to produce electricity that has the proper amount of ions in it. Thank you.
Wow, that's a good point you bring up there, Dr. Abbott, about making sure you drink water, making sure it's clean water, because there's water out there, but you have to make sure it's good, clean, healthy water you should be taking. By the way, just off the cuff, Dr. Abbott, is there any particular brand of water, bottled water, that you recommend or that symptometry recommends? Because there's a variety out there. There's, Dasani, there's Ice
Well,
Mountain.
We definitely want to avoid all of these high alkaline waters. That's the trend now. You go into I don't want to name the health food stores, but to course through the aisles there, and they'll have all these 9.5s and 11.5 waters, and that in turn could push a person into alkalosis. But in symptometry, we wouldn't necessarily endorse any, but I know there's the Vortex water, H1206, is an excellent water. And then in certain places, people are able to get that Ice Mountain. I know Dr. Nardi, he speaks about the Ice Mountain, but not all places have all the same type of water. So the thing is that we want waters to have electrolytes in them. No dead water, distilled water, anything like that. But as long as they have electrolytes, because all waters aren't made the same. They aren't produced the same, and they don't all yield the same results once they enter the body, because they all have different forces associated with them. Thank you.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you. And just one last question related to water, Dr. Abbott. What about sparkling water? Any thoughts on that?
Sparkling water. Okay. Well, that may be fun to drink, and it can be refreshing. But many of them have phosphorus in them and other forms of acids, and they flavor them with different fruit and other flavors. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend sparkling water on a regular basis. It just depends on what a person has going on with them as to the type of specialized water that we would recommend, whether it's Kangen water, H1206, or any other water that we deem as a therapeutic water.
Okay, thank you for that. We had to just take switch our focus a little bit on water, because water is important. And, you know, we'll do a whole show on water some other time. But back to our focus on eyes. You mentioned that, sugar is one of the root causes for poor eye health or eye disease. And I'm wondering, you know, our eyes change as we grow older, right? Baby's eyes aren't the same as when that baby is an adult. So does the recommendations for eye health, for healthy eyes, does that change with a person's age? And why not if it doesn't?
I know age always seems to get blamed for lots of things.
Yeah.
And ultimately, of course, which is unfortunate, because, as time goes on, you go, all right, well, should I be experiencing this situation or not? Because there are many people who are my age or older who don't have to wear glasses, and then there are others who do. And some of it has to do with genetics, but others not necessarily so. But age, to answer your question, age does not have anything to do with how a person's optic nerve works. You know, it may be the transmission, of a tumor that may be blocking it. And again, this comes down to basic eye health. But there are people in different parts of the world, Bushmen, women of the Kalahari Desert, the Maasai, people in the Amazon, and many other people around the world who are well into their, 80s and 90s, who don't wear glasses. But then again, they don't have the sugar abuse that we have in our society either, okay, because if the person takes the necessary steps, and they're consuming weak sugars, then they won't have that type of issue, because, sugar imbalance, first and foremost, really affects vision. It is one of the main issues for vision problems in our society. A few babies are born blind, some teens or adults, they wear glasses, but even before they become so-called senior citizens, based upon some of the dietary practices that we have. And that is brought, those blockages are brought about by the consumables. Okay, a person, eyes may start to deteriorate just because of their diet. And they may be unaware of it. And so that's why Centometry addresses this issue from an educational perspective as well as from a applied therapeutic perspective. Thank you.
Wow, that's good to know that the health of your eyes has very little, if nothing at all, to do with your age. So that's good.
Right.
Yeah,
because we see children who are 5 years old who wear glasses, you know, or 6 years old, and then there are adults 70 or 80 that don't wear glasses.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to eye health and what we consume, you mentioned how, you know, cutting back on sugar is a key role to maintaining eye health. Drinking water, you know, the correct type of water, clean water, is also important. What about the foods we eat? Because most people think that, oh, I have to just, you know, eat healthy, such as eat my carrots and, you know, leafy greens and vegetables. And generally, carrots and leafy greens are highly regarded as, you know, good foods for eye health. Carrots contain the beta carotene, for example, so, you know, that's really good for your eyes, right? So could you explain if it's just a myth, or are carrots and leafy greens really, are they really good for your eyes, or is that just a general, you know, belief? And also, can you recommend a few scientifically healthy foods that help keep eyes healthy, strong, and beautiful?
And beautiful, okay. All right, yeah, okay. So we all know that, you know, alcohol can create a problem there. But The Downside of Nutrition, it's a book that was written by Dr. Maxwell Nartey, explains the health disruptors in foods that we consume. And as you mentioned earlier about the carrots and the leafy greens, and although Centometry recognizes carrots, and they're all part of the 45 food list, they need to be cooked. But, you know, I know as a child growing up, I'd see cartoons with Popeye squeezing a can of spinach, you know, for strength, or Bugs Bunny coming around chewing a carrot. And we were taught, oh, yeah, it has beta carotene, it has vitamin A. All of these things are good for our eyes. But before root cause therapeutics came along, no one was really speaking about the health disruptors that are in the foods that we see. I mean, carrots, when they are consumed raw, okay, they have a level of cyanide and molybdenum in them. And that isn't good. That's it constricts the blood vessels, but it also creates, you know, it is, and molybdenum is a heavy metal. So it slows down circulation, and the human body doesn't need any extra. So that's why I would recommend the audience get that book, your listening audience, to get this, The Downside of Nutrition, because it will explain the downside of nutrition. As I spoke on earlier, there's a 50-50 chance, it's a double-edged sword when we're dealing with the things that we consume. But there are some good things that we can consume to help us. You know, a health-conscious person, they can get weak sugars, as I term them, from stevia and, you know, from agave. And, of course, the famous Simto honey. And from the starchy foods like basmati rice, white potatoes, small white potatoes, not the large potatoes or the baked potatoes, they could create problems. But the small white potatoes, from wheat, couscous, ripe plantain, that could be excellent starches that you can use with the simple sugars. And then they can balance that with, like, legume sugar, the oligosaccharides, like navy beans, black-eyed peas, pinto beans. And maybe in a stew with fish or lamb or goat. But if a person has issues with their kidneys, I wouldn't recommend that they eat the beans either. But those are some of the things that Centometry recommends. And also bilberry. And bilberry, it comes in a, we don't call it necessarily tea, but bilberry is something that will come in a leaf or powder form that you can make, steep it in water. And it will, and it's also a good nourishment for the eyes. That's B-I-L-B-E-R-R-Y, bilberry.
Bilberry, thank you. Thank you for that, Dr. Abbott. And could bilberry be bought, for example, at a Whole Foods grocery store or, you know, a farmer's market or anywhere, or is there a specific place to get it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You should, those should be found in some of those special stores that you mentioned. I don't want to endorse them, but somebody has them. Yes, they are there.
Right, right.
I've been in one recently and saw a box up that contained it.
Okay, excellent. Now, you know, I wanted to ask this question about, and this is my last question, Dr. Abbott, but it has to do with diabetes and eye health. Diabetes affects the eyes and creates a deteriorating situation where, you know, the person's eyesight is negatively affected. How does Centometry approach eliminating diabetic eye disease? Is it the same as, you know, addressing glaucoma or cataracts? I mean, what's Centometry's approach to eliminating diabetic eye disease?
All of them are an excess of sugar toxicity. And the word I would call sugar abuse. And, you know, if a person is diabetic, they have glaucoma, they have a sugar issue. As far as diabetic eye diseases, you know, I would recommend the person stay away from eating fruits, especially if you're on a symptomatic program. Fruits, corn, and other sources of strong sugar, and that includes diet sodas. You know, these gums that don't have sugar, these sugarless gums as well. And because they want to maintain their clear vision, and many diabetics have that issue. But even people who are not, don't fall in the range of being called diabetics, they oftentimes exhibit the same type of symptoms that a diabetic does. And so in Centometry, our approach would be to ionize and to also to teach the person scientific eating and living, because staying away from certain fruits and you know, the pineapples, the papayas, the mangoes, they're recommended, you know, once or twice a week. But if a person is a diabetic, then we don't want them to do it because they can't convert to fructose. Too much fructose will make the person's vision blurry. And it's only a few fruits that non-diabetics should consume. So as far as the diabetics are concerned, we don't want to do that. And many diabetics, I saw one this morning, I love fruits. Okay, you may love them, but the fruit don't love you. And the results of it are obvious. So that's why at the American School of Centometry, we teach these courses to give the person the opportunity so that they can teach their friends and families and their loved ones about the things that will help them to resolve some of the long plaguing issues of our society, because it doesn't have to be this way, but we have to just make a choice. And, you know, start to make those changes. And when those changes are made, the person's health will start to restore and they will feel better. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Abbott, for sharing all of this very useful information about eye health. And I certainly took down some notes, and I'm sure our listening audience has also picked up some new pieces of knowledge they can use in their life. And I want to also mention that symptometry, root cause therapeutics, is neither alternative medicine nor allopathic drug medicine. Symptometry is the most scientific, natural, and logical method for addressing the needs of the cells, the genes, the DNA, the blood, the lymphatic system. So by addressing all the needs of each cell in the body, the cells that make up the body are thereby enabled to cure and thereby prevent diseases. So symptometry root cause therapeutics is the only discipline of applied therapeutic science that provides nothing but root cause treatment. So whenever we have a topic on Root Cause Radio about health, we always like to ask our guests about the root cause so that we can better understand what causes, you know, an ailment. So, again, thank you, Dr. Charlie Abbott, for being our guest today on the show. I hope you enjoyed being with us. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Angel. I enjoyed myself as usual, and look forward to speaking to y'all once again.
Excellent. And I also want to mention to our listening audience that, you know, if you have any health issues or you would like to speak to a licensed symptometrist, you can definitely do so for a free private 15 to 20-minute consultation. You can simply dial these phone numbers to reach them. So you can call Dr. Maxwell Narte at 708-691-4977. Again, the number for Dr. Narte is 708-691-4977. You can also reach Dr. Charlie Abbott by dialing 336-456-9183. Again, you can reach Dr. Abbott for a free consultation by calling 336-456-9183. So once again, thank you, Dr. Abbott, and thank you, our listening audience. A big thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening and joining us today on Root Cause Radio. I'm looking forward to next week's radio show topic, and I'm sure it'll be informative. It always is, and engaging. So same time, same place. It's Wednesday, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. Central, right here on Root Cause Radio, where we empower you with knowledge and share secrets of optimal health. Thank you and good night.
The knowledge that symptometry shares is known around the world, but now we bring the knowledge in the form of food. The Downside of Nutrition, Part 1, was written by Dr. Maxwell Narte in order to expose the hidden dangers of the foods we love. This easy-to-read book is filled with reasons why certain foods should be avoided, as well as a step-by-step food chart that guides you to obtaining optimal health. Be aware of what's on your plate by buying The Downside of Nutrition, Part 1, at www.symptometry.com. That's www.symptometry.com.
Are you at a loss for what to consume? Well then, you should purchase Symptometry's book entitled What to Consume. Included is a list of 45 of the safest foods for you and your family. What to Consume will set you on your way to achieving optimal health. Visit www.symptometry.com to order your copy today. That's www.symptometry.com.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.